Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tes. We got up to the Raya from Shlomo HaMelech, I think. Did we? Oh, we didn't. Oh, so then we just got up to six lines down there. V'de'in ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. One of the, we had a number of different reasons why not to be nosi noshim. And we took for granted that there's an inyan of ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. But how do we know that? That's if you learn the time is that an nesuin will be mevatel, the simcha d'rego, which was the other svara. Okay. That's already much more understandable. But it's just an idea that if it's possible to have two elements of simcha that somehow you can't mix them, why not? So as Tosfos explained yesterday, it's gzirat hakatuv. What's the pasuk? Dichtiv. Vayas Shlomo be'et ahi et achag. V'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol milavo chamat ad nacha Mitzrayim lifnei Hashem lachinu shivat yamim v'shivat yamim 14 yom. So at that time, when Shlomo finished the Beit HaMikdash, he made a 14-day, 7 days and 7 days. The 7 days of the Yontav, and the 7 days before the Yontav were the celebration for the completion of the building of the Mikdash Rishon. And im ita, says the Gemara, the Ma'arvim says, if indeed it would be acceptable to mix a simcha with another simcha, then he boyle leminta radachak miyavit shiva. Wouldn't it make more sense to wait until Sukkot in order to avoid all of the unnecessary bitul from productivity, and so we're always makpid not to be mitbatel mimlacha. To make a 14-day holiday is pretty big stuff. We only do that if it's absolutely essential. So we understand that the shivat yamim, that was meyuchad for the mishkan, for the migdash, and the shivat yamim was the chag. But there were two separate smachot. So you see from here that it must be that it was impossible to make them together. Well, you know, impossible to make them together, maybe because it worked out that way. They were minter lo natarin. And look, it could be that you don't put off things. But echad yitram, if it works out, had it worked out, and that indeed the Mishkan Ramigdash would have been completed on Erev HaChag, so then maybe he would have made 7 days for both things. Well, because anybody like Shiyuri Purim, I mean, come on, you leave the last few lines and make the same Erev Pesach. I mean, what do you have to do? Yeah, actually, there are many svarim that compared the two sugyas. They didn't have a same Masechet. It's very Nogea, especially during the 9 days and so on. People put it off. Is it Nogea put it off? Mar says over here, but Pashtas, if it were possible to be Ma'arev Simcha, Besimcha, then he should have put off the completion until Erev Yantav and made the same then. Then he could have made the one holiday for 7 days. What did he have to make two separate holidays for? To which the Gemara answers that Shiuri Binyan Beit HaMikdash Lo Mishayrim. It's not proper to leave over a piece of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Svarim point out that that's irrelevant to the Din of Siyum Masechet. I mean, that's a special halacha in Binyan Beit HaMikdash, but Siyum Masechet you would be allowed to. But it's very interesting that Rashi, in the Ktav Yad Rashi, which is the more, was actually printed as HaRashi HaAmiti, that Rashi says that he mentions that it's a Gnai. So at that time, indeed, maybe it wouldn't be possibly not in a Gnai Masechet, but he also mentions that everybody sees that it's a fake ad. So that's the case. That would apply, right? He says, Mida Yida Yada Da Haromo, V'od Gnai. But it's clearly a harama. All the svarim bring it, if it's possible to make Zion better and so on. There's no wonder for us to
the 9 days.
The Mishnah Berurah talks about it. The harama, that for sure is not correct. They say, but if it's the tzerech of the Zion, not the tzerech of your meeting, so then he doesn't bring that. That's brought another svarim. In any event, says the Gemara, all right, I understand that it's not correct to leave the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. You didn't have to leave the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. You could have left just like, you know, the last thing before you get Tofes. What was it? What's the Tofes? The Tofes Shemone, is it? To be able to inhabit your house, you know? So, okay, so there's like one wire that doesn't yet, the ground wire wasn't attached. Over here they had the Kal Ya'ore. The Kal Ya'ore, since Rashi brings over here Kal Ya'ore, the Kal Ya'ore, Kal to be Chole, is to the roof of the Beit HaMikdash. I'm sure you've seen these models where the roof is kola, like to the top of the table. Teva, Tevas Noach, the roof goes up, and it's Kalya, and then there was an Amma, which was the Amma that it was Kalya to, and then you put up these spikes to prevent Orvim from settling on the roof. Again, in some places say in order not to make the roof dirty, and others say in order to avoid their bringing a carcass, Tuma, and so on. But in other places, Rashi is Mefarish, and also many other Rishonim, it's like a Lashon of Kilo Cholu Rachamav. So Kalya Orev means to get rid of the Orvim. It means the scarecrow type of thing. It was made out of metal, in it, but it doesn't mean that the roof necessarily was Kalya itself to an Amma. Maybe Kalya Orev Amma, which is brought in terms of a donation in Erechim, is the pshat that these pieces of metal that they used were an Amma piece, sharp shingle. To suck up rather than simple spikes. There's different perushim exactly, but in any event, this is certainly sort of an add-on. So they didn't put up the lightning rods, actually. They let them not put up the lightning rod, and then it would still, the completion would have been later. And this is very interesting because this seems to run against Rashi's approach that it was one of the problems that they took into consideration was Aharon. Why would this be less of a Aharon than to be Mashiach in the Binyan? This explains why you can't be Mashiach in terms of the Gnai for the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. It doesn't explain the Aharon business. So this is, indeed the other Rishonim don't bring Haroma. Answers the Gemara, even the Kalya Orev is part of the Tzorach Binyan Abayatu, and in the same way that you can't leave over the Binyan Beit HaMikdash as a Gnai, you can't leave over whatever it's needed. That's also not paying proper attention to the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. So then we're left without a riot, because maybe Shlomo just, he had to make the holiday then, because that's when it turned out that he completed the Binyan. Had he completed it a week later, perhaps he would have been Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. So where do we see from here the Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha just because logistically it worked out that way? Ella says, it's not the logistics that we're being medayed. It's the Pasuk we're being medayed. I mean, Miyater Krov, look, the Pasuk is extra. I mean, if it says that the holiday was 14 days, okay, and it says it was Beit Chag HaSukkot, so I know myself that it worked out, it must have worked out, that he finished it before. Then why do you say Shivat Yamim is Shivat Yamim? I mean, I also know myself how long Sukkot is. So if it's telling me Shivat Yamim and repeats them, Shivat Yamim Arba Sayom Lomali Shema Min Ani Lochud Ani Lochud. The whole point the Pasuk is making is that the 7 days of the Chag were specifically kept different now and apart from the 7 days of the holiday at the completion. That must be because there's an inyan to keep them apart. Apparently, Ein Maravim Simcha B'Simcha. Omer Rabbi Parnacha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You'll note that the 14 days would have had to include it if Shivas Yami before Chag HaSukkot includes the 7 days that subsume Yom HaKippurim. And here it says that they made a holiday. I mean, that means that they were eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Otashana lo asu Yisrael of Yom HaKippurim. Indeed, that year they canceled Yom Kippur. Ohu do'agim v'omrim shemen etchevu soneihem shu Yisrael kliya. I mean, this was not exactly, people were not feeling 100% good about, having such a good time on Yom Kippur. So yotzta bat kol v'amra lehem, a bat kol came out and said to them, kuchem mizuvanim l'chayei olam haba. That all of you are invited to Elam Haba, you have nothing to worry about. My Dorush? Well, the Gemara's going to ask, basically, what was the real marker. My Dorush.
By the way, does it mean they didn't do all the other sheets? I mean, they did everything else.
Yeah, certainly. My Dorush, what did they darshan to be matter such a thing? Amru, they said, look, it's Kavachomer. You take a look at the Mishkan, okay? The Mishkan in Kedushato Kedushato Allah. First of all, the Mishkan was basically a temporary device. And the Korbanot that were being brought during the Korbanot Nisim. They were all individual Korbanot. 12 individual Korbanot on 12 days. Korban Yochid. Nonetheless, they went straight through 12 days, which certainly included Shabbat. We'll see later on how we know that they didn't stop for Shabbat. And they were Doche Shabbat, which is a lot more common than Yom Kippur. I mean, Shabbat is Nisrskila. So the Migdash, where we now have a Chanukata Mizbeach for the Migdash. First of all, the Migdash is more Choshev because Kedushato Kedushato Allah. And even if you hold, they ask, what about those who hold that the Kedusha was not Kedusha? The Rambam Dafke says that that's the whole point. Even if you hold that Kedusha Rishona Batla, it only means that Kedusha Veretz Yisrael. But he says Beferish, the Kedusha, the Mikdash Lo Batla, because it's Kedusha of the Shechina. The Shechina is not So over here, but even if you don't hold that, you hold like the other Rishayim, and you hold like those sheets in the Gemara Sikta that it was Batla, it means relative to the short period of the use of the Mishkan, 400 years is more Kedushat Olam, more Choshe Kedushat Olam. And the Karbanot that were being brought at the time that Shlomo HaMelech was bringing over here were Karbanot Tzibur. And Yom HaKippurim, which is only an Onesh Koretz, not an Onesh Skila. I mean, it's added it all up. I mean, isn't it kosher game? For sure. That it makes sense that we should make the holiday despite Yom HaKippurim. So then what were they so worried about? I mean, so Allah, my, how you dogging? Ah, because there's a slight difference between Tzorach Gavoa and Tzorach Hedya. There they were doing the things that were necessary to do for the Mikdash, and over here they were having a party. I mean, lav dafka, that having a party you can learn out from bringing korbanot. That's a point. So who told them to eat? Let them bring the karbanas of shlomim and so on. Who have to eat? You bring oilers? Nah, come on. I mean, below achila v'shtia. Well, you can call that happy. I mean, how can make a happy occasion for 7 days without eating or drinking? There's no such thing. I mean, that's the inyan of the simcha. I mean, the halacha is achila v'shtia. Wait a second. It was all based on the fact that the Mishkan is Derech Shabbos. Where do you see the Mishkan is Derech Shabbos? Well, Mishkan is Derech Shabbos. Of course, we're not talking about the binyan of Mishkan, which is not Derech Shabbos. Talking about over here, the celebration at the Chanukah Mishkan. So the Mishkan Adachi Shabbat Minolad. How do we know indeed that that took place? Those 12 days included doing all these things on Shabbat itself. Is it because, okay, we take a look, it says on the first day, on the seventh day, I mean, undoubtedly that means the first day and the seventh day, I mean, that includes Shabbos. No, because it doesn't necessarily mean of the week. It means Shvi'i L'Korbanot. Because on the seventh day of the bringing of the Korbanot, which may have been pushed off a day because it had to be, let's say, it started Sunday, so then you push off the Korban on the seventh day, you make it Sunday, the next Sunday, you don't have it. Where does it say over there that it necessarily was Dokash Shabbos? All we're talking about is that we're listing 12 people who said the seventh day of bringing Korbanos. That's all that it means. Can't mean that, says Rav Nachman. I'm in Nachman Bar Yitzchak because, take a look, the Pusik says, B'yom Ashtei Asar Yom, on the 11th day, can you explain to me, what's this, B'yom Ashtei Asar Yom? So it's comparing it to the day, and there was a Yom Iskulo Ratzuf. So it's just like a day. There's no, it doesn't exist in pieces. I mean, it's a unit. So over here, the 11 days are 11 straight days, kolom ritzufim. Maybe 11 days of ru'uyim l'korban, maybe. Maybe that's what it means, that they didn't miss a day that they could have brought a korban on. Ah, but it also says, you see, k'tiv krach rina, there's another pasuk that says, v'yom shnema sayom. Okay, what do you need that for? On the 12th, on the day, the 12th day. What's the day, the 12th day? The 12th day now is telling you that Mayom Kuloratsuk, just like a day, is a day. Shnema Sayom is Kolom Ratsufi. So Dima Okanami Yomima Ruim. No, you can't. What? The two psukim mean the same thing. It's an entree cry lomeli. We'll have to repeat it for. Obviously, this whole thing is extra. Yom Yom, two times. Okay, fine. So now, how do we know? Let me ask you. Taking for granted that the Mikdash was Doche Yom Kippur, you're making this whole night rush over here. How do you know that that's the way to understand it? Maybe the 7 days were minus Yom Kippur. Mikdash Doche Yom Kippur Minol. It's 14 days. 14 days doesn't mean 14 days straight. 14 days may mean Dilma Yom Mima Ru'uyin. That's because Gomar Yom Yom, we learn out the word Vavasa Yom from Mehatam, from the Mishkan. And obviously, this whole thing is meant to parallel the Mishkan. That's the whole idea. You learn it out of the Mishkan. He's basing the idea of the Chanukatam is there on the Mishkan. In which case, just like Yom over there meant Ratzuf, here too, Yom means Ritzufim, and 14 days would have had to include Yom HaKippuri. Yatzta bat kov amralam kochem ezuvanim l'chaye olam haba. Okay, that's very nice, but how do you know it from the pasuk? Minolandok, hello? Bushtet. Where does it say in the pasuk that they were nimchal on Yom HaKippur? Tani tachlifa biyom ha'shmini shalach et ha'am vayavorchu et ha'melech vayavchu lo alayim smechim. The Yom HaShmini over here means Shmini Atzeres, basically. Shilakatam, that was the end of the 14 days. And it says that everyone went home, smeichin v'tovei lev, al kol ha-tovah, asher asa shem David avdoli Yisrael amon. Now, let's understand this pasuk. So first of all, when it says, b'yom ha-shmini v'yelchu lo'ohaleihem, we understand that o'ohaleihem, we just learned that we understand from Har Sinai, shuvu lechem lo'ohaleihem, that ain't ohel ela isha. In which case, when it says over here that they went back to their homes, it means exactly what it means in Har Sinai, that they went to their wives, and it has to refer to sleeping with, otherwise it's not, I mean, what's the point? It was matir then to now be Osek in Piri Viridia. It means that they went to their homes and found their wives receptive. Now, none of them were nidot. Smechim, what sense were they happy? Shinenu miziv ashkina. That's, of course, all of the Muslim we saw in the Masechet Sukkah. It's a simcha is directly nogea to Hashras ashkina. Tovei leiv. What was the tovei leiv? Shkol echad ve'achad nitabra ishto b'ben zachar. Each one of them, right, he caused immediate conception. And they all ended up with children, with male children. Now, kol ha-tova, what was that tova? Shiyat zavad kofar, huh? That there was indeed a special gilui ashkina, that they were nimcha. L'david avdol Yisrael amon. I can't understand the Yisrael amon. I mean, that was the very fact that ochiluhu avon yom kippurim is a tova ta'amo Yisrael. But what is David avdol? What does David Abdo have to do with the Beit HaMikdash here? I mean, David was long gone. Mahi? Omer Rav Yehuda Merab. I'll tell you, the story is like this. B'shach Shebikesh Shlomo Lachnis Aron in the years of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as it appears elsewhere. So when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring in the Aron to the Beit HaMikdash, Dovku Sha'arim Zevezeh, the doors refused to open for the Aron. Omer Shlomo Esrim V'Arbar Renanot V'lo Na'ana. We find if you add up the number of times that he uses the word Rin or Atfil or Atchin or Bakosh, he keeps using different words, that it would 24 different tefillas, Shlomo HaMelech said. And apparently nothing happened. So Potach V'Yomar, he started and finally he took David HaMelech's own song. No, the doors refused to open. So then, as we find in Divrei Hayomi, as a last desperate resort, he said, Hashem Elokim al tashef b'nei mishichecha. Zocholoch hasdei David avdecha. You see that there was, I mean, that Lashon HaBakasha, please don't turn us away. It's clear that something was going on. They felt there was no acceptance of what they had done. Miyadnana. At that point, the doors opened. It was at that point that all of the David haters turned black at the bottom of a pot. Unfortunately, explain that's like the simon gehenim on them. You try to clean something, but when it's really filthy, there's always that little bit. Something when you're kasher a pot, there's a little mark where you had done the libun. So they were bnei gehenim. And everybody therefore saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only answered this was David. So they recognized that they had no right to continue when they had been making fun of David all of these years. If you'll notice, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Abayit LaDavid, Zafachta Mizri LaMaholi, Vitat Asakim, Vitat Arizim, all of the Inyanim of the Mizmor Shir Chanukat Abayit are indeed the Mechilat Avon of David. The essence of the Beit HaMikdash is Mechilat Avon. So that it should be David's Re'i Beit Chad David, in which that was the Mekor of the Re'i of Mechilat Avon, is a very profound thing. It's not just it happened to be. It's that was the whole Knesa into the Beit HaMikdash. That was the whole Ashras Hashchina and the bringing in of the Aron. It wasn't just an aside. Rav Yonatan ben Asmai and Rav Yehuda ben Gerim Tonu Parshas Adorim by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So these two Talmidim were learning over the sugya. It says Parshas Adorim means Besechas Adorim by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's very interesting, since Rav Shimon bar Yochai had turned Rav Yehuda ben Gerim into a pile of bones. It must have been hard for him to be teaching him. So Tosus asked this in Shabbos. The whole story of this was, Rav Yehuda ben Gerim was the one who, because of his overly loquacious repetitions of the words of Rav Shimon bar Yochai to the Romans, ended up chasing Rav Shimon bar Yochai into his Mara. And when he got out, so he was, he saw him. You're kidding, this guy is still walking around? So Tosus says over there, this Maisa must have been earlier. But there's a Rashi who says that there's two, that may not be Rav Yehuda Yehoshua ben Gerim, it made Rabbi Yehoshua from the city of Gari. So Yehoshua ben Gorim, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Gorim is not maybe somebody else. I mean, not that he uses it as an answer. He just says, oh, there's a place called Gorim. And there are other places where Rashi is masber that he came from Gerim. I mean, either he changed his mind or he just acted the people, which would be quite a problem. But in any event, back in the old days, when Rabbi Yehoshua ben Gerim wasn't afraid of learning by Rabbi Shimon ben Gorim. So if there are minhags, they said goodbye, and that was Biurta, that was at the night time. The next morning they come back, and before they catch their plane, now they come after him, and they say again, goodbye. Amalo, what are you back here for? Well, after Ritu Mini Biurta, well, you didn't say goodbye last night. Amrulai, so they said, Limalatenu Rabbeinu, Talmid Shiniftar Mi Rabo, Velan Bo Ta'ir. If a Talmud says goodbye to his Rav, and then stays over, Zarich Li Pater Meyonu Pa'bachar, he has to say goodbye again the next morning. Shenemar, Vayomar Shemini Shilach Ata Amla Yavarchu Ata Melech. So that's Shemini Atzeres, which is what day? The 22nd. And then it says, Vayomar Shemini Shilach Ata Amla Yavarchu Ata Melech. I mean, I understand, he already did that on the 22nd. So what's he doing it again now on the 23rd? Must be, Elomikan, the Talmida, Niftar Mirabo, Valan, Votayir, Tzerech Lepater Memenu Pamacher. So therefore, we came back to you again. So why was he asking them then? Why were they doing it? A lot of different approaches, I'm saying, yeah. He didn't want it some, considering them Talmidim, he was such an odd of new Mela. But the truth is, there's a Ram that says that if your plan is to leave the next morning, let's say an early flight, and you say goodbye the night, certainly don't say goodbye in the morning, bang on the door at 6 in the morning before you catch your flight. So he thought originally that their plan was to leave the next morning. They were saying goodbye in order to leave the next morning. In such a case, is right. I'm going to have to come back again and say goodbye. He said goodbye for the morning. The case of the pasuk is only where the original intent was to leave at night. You ended up staying over. So now, indeed, you feel you're in your Rav city. I'd say goodbye again. First goodbye was a thought. Maybe that was, according to Ron, it works out. Maybe that he thought that they had said goodbye in order to leave the next day. They had intended originally to leave at night. Maybe that's the pshat. So anyway, they leave. So Amalei Levrei, so Rav Shimon says to his son, you know, Ne'adam halalo anashim shel tzurahim. These people are choshev people. Zil gabeim delivrechucha. Go and get a bracha from them. Ozal ashkefino dekarom ukroyada. So he comes and he finds them discussing two psukim that seem to be a contradiction. On the one hand, ksiv pales ma'agal raglecha, which v'choldu akacha yikon. Pales ma'agal raglecha means always measure with a peles precisely where your feet are going, and then your pathways will end up working out correctly, will be firmly based. But on the other hand, it says, orachayim, the pathways of life, pen de pales, never try to figure them out. Always, I mean, it says, no omega ma'agalotel lo teda. Life is very complex. It keeps moving around. The target's always a moving target. And you can't know exactly what to do. And it's on one hand, it says you can know. Make sure that you know it. That's the only way to work things out. And then it says the target's always moving. Don't try to plan too much. Make up your mind. And they answered, Lokash, kan bimitzvah shevshala sotaya deyachirim. If you have two things to do, and you have, let's say, bring Isaac and Talmud Torah, you have now another mitzvah. That's how the whole sugya works out also. So then if the mitzvah is capable of being done by another just as well. So fine. So then he should do the lesser mitzvah, you do the other mitzvah. That's the pshat that you have to measure what's more important. On the other hand, the other pasuk is very interesting. The pasuk of pshat of the other pasuk, the way the pasuk comes, and the pasuk of no ma'agloteah, is indeed the famous medrash of why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us the schar of mitzvah? Because the people would know the schar of mitzvah, they always make cheshbonos, I better do this. So no ma'agloteah, we don't want you to know exactly what. You do what you gotta do and let things work themselves out. That's even the pashas of the pasuk. So therefore over here, what is it saying? A mitzvah. So now, don't make cheshbonos. Well, you have to do the bigger mitzvah. Life is behind you. This mitzvah is what came your way. Now this is what you have to do. Worry about it some other time. So if that's the case, kan the mitzvah. So indeed, there are two modes of living. One which is very mechushav. One which is very responsive. Even that's not so simple. You see, you never know when you're supposed to be mechushav and when you're not supposed to be mechushav. You can't win.
Amen.
Which one? If it can be done by somebody else, then choose the one that's more important. If it can't be done by somebody else, that's the schar of mitzvah. You know, the chumrah of the schar may be different. You know, chinam bischar cannot be married. It's all we need. We know the value of Talmud Torah, Gadol Talmud Torah, it's Mishnah.
I don't know if to do Mishma without knowing Talmud.
That's right. Hoga Yashe, the Kamiboyle, then they were sitting now discussing, and he won't interrupt them, and they hears them discussing this. On the one hand, it says, the Torah is greater than the most valuable jewels, and anything else that you could possibly want to do would not be worthwhile to do and to lose because of the Torah. So, which is mashma kol chafatzecha, your personal needs, lo yishvul baba. Chafatzei shamai. If you would have other mitzvahs to do, then yeah, then yishvul baba. And yet, on the other hand, we find another pasuk also in Mishlei. Tova chokhma mipninim, v'chol chafatzim lo yishvul baba. Make up your mind. Sometimes Shlomo talks about chafatzecha, sometimes it says chafatzim, which means even chafatzei shamai. So even it's mashma, afil chafatzei shamai, lo yishvul baba. And they answered, kam b'mitzvah shev shalasotah yedeachim. So then, in achinami, all chafetzim, even chafetzei shamayim are not worth missing out on Talmud Torah. Can be mitzvah. She have shalat sotaya de'acherim. I just had such an argument with my son when I was in Cleveland. So he had to be mefatel seder in order to drive us to the airport. I'm in the shaila whether this is a mitzvah she have shalat sotaya de'acherim. He was finding that he shouldn't be mefatel seder because he's not never mefatel seder. So should be, maybe get somebody else to do it. I was telling him that no, this is a mitzvah. Mitzvah shebegufa. What are you going to say? I'll hire somebody else to greet my parents. Fishleib, if it's talking about bringing you something to eat or something. Mela over here, you're being melodic, but it's not Shaya. In the end, he called back, he was made. I make it sound purely intellectual here. I was ready to strangle him in the state. I thought that's not the point. In other things, that's the point. Over here, to be malav with somebody, and show them the Rashid is not shy to do anything. There is, I mean, he brought me 100 drawings, and obviously there is a whole discussion. It's constant, and if you're an Isaac, and you'll never get any learning, then you're not going to become like twice a year of math. You're worried about not getting any learning. It's okay, still eats my aunt. I think. It's not funny. Anyway, so finally, they turn around, and he's standing there. So, Omer Leile, they say to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's son, what are you doing here? My boy, Tacha, we left you behind at home. Omar Lahu. Dorma Liaba, my father said to me, Zil Gabaya, deliver chucha. Go to those guys, they should give you a bracha. Omulais, they said, okay, we'll give you a bracha. Yei Rava, the Tizra, velo techza. May it be the Lord's will that you should plant, but never harvest. Ayel, velo tafik. You should bring in a lot of goods, and never manage to get rid of them. Tefuk, velo ta'ayel. And then you should have now a lot of things that you bring out, and assuming it's talking about goods, and you should now take the schora to another place, but not get anything back in return. Lecharuv beitcha, may your house be destroyed. Velete ushpuzicha, let your hotel room, that's where you should make your find a place by your shvizi. For some say the one who is in the shvizi by you should end up sleeping there, and you take over your house. Levavel peturcha, may your table be completely messed up. Velotechzi shata charta, may you never see a new year. So kiyata lagabi avuas, he comes back to his father, says, new. What they say? Not only did they not give me a bracha, but tziuri tzaram made me miserable. It's impossible. My omel, what they say? Says Achimachi omel, he tells him over. Oh, he says, like a gavaldik bracha. Anach kulu birchata ninu. You have to understand these guys. Tizra velo techtzad. It's not referring to tfua. It's referring to children. So you should be fertile with children. You should be zorea and have bonim. And never harvest them. Means lo yamutu. You should never chas v'shalom have children that die. Tiyayel velo techfok. You should be bringing in things and not be able to get rid of them. You should bring in daughter-in-laws for your children. Velo limutu. They should never die. And then, rather, your children should never die that they should be leaving. So lo techfok. They should leave. Tefuk velotayo means you should bring them out, means you should have daughters, and their husband should ever die, that they should come back to your home. Lechruv beitech, may your home be destroyed. Velitu vushpizeh, and your hotel room be full. This world is your hotel room. The next world is your house. You gotta fill up your next world right away. You don't have to fill it up right away. Your grave should remain empty, they're telling you. And your household should be filled. That's what they're saying. Dichtiv kirbam batemu leolam adikirbam. kivram. They're kever. Your kever is your real home, where you spend a few days in this world, and every time, all the rest of the time is spent in your grave. Lebalbel beturcha, may your table be messed up. Again, may it be messed up with little kids, the grandchildren popping all over the place, and they're always jumping on the couch. No, not a good bracha. Velotivze shata charata, you shouldn't see a new year means lotomut intecha. Lotinzev inta achrita, your wife shouldn't die, you have to marry somebody else here. Your whole life has to be now in a new way. That's like saying a new year. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, iftar minei derav. Reb Shimon Chalafta was saying goodbye to Rav. Omar le'yavu azil le'gavei de'l'vrachu. So he said to his son, go now to Reb Shimon Chalafta, get a bracha from him. So he goes to him. Omar le'yei Rav, alolotit bayesh, rotit bayesh. Giving you a bracha, you shouldn't cause anyone else embarrassment. And you should never be embarrassed. Hati gabi avu, comes back home. Omar le'yei, omar le'yei, no, what he said to you? Omar le'yei. You know, people have to have something to say. He thought of something to say. It's not. He said it over. What is it that he said? You're such an idiot. Biracha birchat and bircha kuchubrich v'yisrael v'tanava. It's the one bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to Yisrael, and he repeats it twice. Tichtiv, take a look. V'achaltem al-chol v'savua. V'yilalter shem Hashem alokechem asher asayim achem la'afli. V'lo yevoshu amili olam. V'yadatem ki bekerav Yisrael oni oni Hashem alokechem v'enod. V'lo yevoshu amili olam. He told you over that bracha. Not only tell you over that bracha, he even gave you a pirush on that bracha. Lo yevosha means not to be mitayesh other. Lo yevosha means not to be mitayesh. And you say that's milim ba'alma. You have to learn how to listen. And everything we have to know. I mean, also maybe we'll be able to be Messiah, and we'll put it together. The osa isha takshita. Panrabba. Eloi takshita nashim. What does it mean when it says a woman does her toiletry? So she can be called chelet, it's on her eyeshadow. Upokeset, apokeset is like the biggest issue we spoke about this back in the Shabbat. And in other places, what exactly is pokeset? So either it means pokeset, which Rashi often says to make a part in her hair and pull her hair apart to the two sides. Other places, Rashi says pokeset means to put on rouge. Here it says beferish, madvira srak alpanev, which mash, but it's the same thing here. It says together with pokeset. Although Tosfos brings it, so veya, but it doesn't make sense because it's brought it together.
No,
kochelet is eyeshadow.
So you're putting your eye. It would be the same question.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, if we're being matir, we need to tell you how much, you know, what type of things are really cool. Others learn, Tosfos brings over here the Riva that learns that it's a mud, they didn't use mud, they used dough, which might be an interesting approach, but you know, you have to tell this to my daughters to try it out. So you put dough on your face, the dough dries, you know, and it's like a peel. So, okay, I mean, the problem is that it's called in other places that it's considered to be an issa because it's via. It's via, it doesn't say. I mean, if it was raining, it would be via. But another place says kolas. This is a big problem. The Revolt once says, talking about tvia, it's similar to tvia the dough. So they would like sort of roll it and make it into, you know, hard to hear exactly, but okay. One of these four men, very mysterious things that women do, they never know about it. So that's one of the things that she can do. So Bavira Srakal Paneha, Vikadami Samse, but it's a Srakal Paneha, it's not referring to her face, it's referring to the genital area, it's a nice language. Srakal Paneha Shalmata is what it's referring to. The Vita the Rivkista would be a depilatory. The Vita the Rivkista Bekashta Banpikalat. Now Rivkista's wife was putting on her makeup over here and doing her things. Together with her daughter-in-law, which means already she was an older woman, already had a married son. Ravuna Bar Chinina, who was learning by Rav Chista, said, I was taught, Lo Shano Ela Yalda, a young girl, okay, can do these things, an older woman. What does she have to do these things on a Yontif? She's not Makrit. Omale, you're crazy, man. Elohim, Afilo Yimcha, I swear to God, even your mother, forget about it, even your grandmother. Afilo Yimcha, Afilo Medital Kivrash, have one foot in the grave, and she's dancing around at 119 and a half. The Amri Inchi, but sheeting about sheet, Lekal Tablo Riata, a 60-year-old and a 6-year-old. You start the harmonica, and she starts dancing, let me tell you. Review Dharma? A tabla is actually probably more similar to a cymbal kind of thing, something that you bang on. Some type of percussion you're holding in your hand. Review Dharma? Lotisod. Tani, Review Dharma, Isha Lotisod in Nation Nivulula. You shouldn't put on lime as a depilatory, or as Rashi says, it has to make your skin red, because it's basically, while it's on, it's disgusting. Umodi Rabbi Yehuda b'sik she'chola l'kaplo b'moed she'tefalato b'moed. But, says the Gemara, if she's going to be finished with her treatment during Chol HaMoed, then she can do it, because alfa pisha made sirai yachshav, even though right now it may be disgusting, but semeichai le'akaz man, when she finally peels it off, and she feels great. Now wait a minute, I thought Rabbi Yehuda is the one who doesn't hold of that svara. Umi is the Rabbi Yehuda I svara, v'atzan Rabbi Yehuda imen yifroi mihen. Rabbi Yehuda says that before a Christian holiday, or a Jewish holiday, or an idolater's holiday, you're allowed to collect debts from them. If they should make some, because he says, does that make him happy? He's collecting a debt. I have to pay a debt. You can't pay a debt, but collect a debt. Omrulo to the Chachamim said that it's not true. Avopisha made Serach Shav. He may be unhappy today, but Lamaisa, by the time he gets to church, he feels relieved. You know, thank God I got that Jew off of my head with his usurious loans. So he's very happy. The Sameach from the Akaz Manan, he will be made it to his Getchka, and he got the Jew off of his neck. What's the kasha? Well, over here you're talking about Chol HaMoed. Everything that we're matter on Chol HaMoed, we're being matter with this for. The whole idea of Chol HaMoed is we're allowing you to go to Tircha now that you're certainly not happy with in order to have the results of the Tircha. What are you going to say that with Chol HaMoed? Anything which right now is unhappy, I'm unhappy washing the dishes. I mean, so it's a Tircha. You're saying, that's the whole point. I need it for Chol HaMoed. She is going to now look beautiful for Chol HaMoed. So then she needs to do it now. You certainly can't apply Rabbi Yehuda's Svara over there by Avodah Zarah to this. So the whole idea is that it's made Serach Shav, Sameach Lachazman. Ravina says, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. The point of Rabbi Yehuda is that the Goy is never happy paying back to that. That's the point. He always figured there'd be some way he could have shot the Jew instead. So therefore, Kuti, Lini, Piro, and Olam Mitzar. Take a look at Borat. He proved that. Throw the Jew in the well. What's the matter with you guys? Borat. The world knows. Go on, the ships at sea out there, they know who Borat is. Ramati, you have to know Borat. It's necessary for you as a tool. You want to show kids what the relationship is to Jews. You got to see this guy. Absolutely astounding. A Jewish guy who makes pretend he comes from this Kazakhstan, speaks with a crazy accent, pretends to be a rabid Jew hater, goes into these hick towns. Not in America. He put out a big movie now. You want to see some of his incredible shots? Go onto YouTube and watch him walk into, like, some regular nightclub or a bar out in Utah or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he gets up there and he starts talking, and, you know, a real hick of people. He says, in my country, we have a big problem. And he ends up saying, the Jews, you know. He starts singing. Jew. Yeah, he's Jewish. Not he's Jewish, he's from Jew. He's from. Yeah, and he starts singing, you know, throw the Jew down the well, and everybody starts clapping. And he says, grab them by their horns. See the women in the audience make with the horns. Any place he goes. It's incredible.
Peakvid.com.
Huh?
It's all there.
Peakvid.
All everything. How was it?
Recent? Yeah, very recent. It's a major movie. Major.
People want to see it, they laugh.
Jews go and see it. But in any event, getting back to the sukkahs, the Taina is Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason, not the Gemara is saying the reason Rabbi Yehuda argues over there and says that you're allowed to be nifram him is not because I don't care about the fact that it'll be Sameach Le'achazman. It's that he won't be Sameach Le'achazman. So what are you asking out over here? The Yodzin Ekuti is never happy. Paying back on. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Benot Yisrael. She gil le pirkan v'lo gil le shani. What happens? Sometimes you have girls who reach puberty when they're very young. The rest of the class is not yet old enough. They don't have pubic hairs there. They're embarrassed that they're so advanced in years, so to speak. So what they did, they need to use depilatory to make themselves look younger. So aniyot, it's not Rashi, but other words, the Gila Pirka is talking about where it's close to the time they need to get married. They often use Pirka not for puberty, but for marriage. So aniyot to flotatan besid. So the poor children, the poor families can't afford it, use as a depilatory line. It's very cheap, but it's also, it burns the skin. It's very careful using. Ashirot to flotatan besolet. Richer families, so they use solet, very very valuable, fine flour. Actually, not flour, but it's from the actual solet, the cream of the wheat. The Nod Malachim B'Shem Amor. That we see from Esther. Shema Shishach Hadashim B'Shem Amor. What is Shem Amor? Ravuna Bachi Omar Satya. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Ami says, you use Shem and Zayit Shloi Vishlish. That you use olives that are immature, and that's very good as a depilatory to make an oil. Tanya Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Pikinun is Shem and Zayit Shloi Vishlish. Lama Sakinoto Shemeshirta Seyaru Ma'adinata Basar. Not only does it act as a depilatory, it also softens the skin. Now, Rabibi didn't have much money, but Avila Barta, he had a daughter, Tofla Aver Aver. He was careful to use depilatory only on one part of the body at a time. And she became very beautiful, very attractive, and Shaka Barba Mea Zuz, he got 400 Zuz for her. You know? I mean, that's as much as 40 camels. Aveahukute Bishvuvute, there was this guy that lived in his neighborhood, but also Avila Barta. So he figured, what does he have to? He wants a fast action over here. Tofla b'chad zimna. So he puts the seed all over her and she dies. Umesa. Of course, he blamed Rabibi. Mekotla bibi labarte. It's Bibi who killed my daughter. Amra Nachman. No. I never heard of such a thing. Rabibi had a daughter who was hairy. You ever heard of such a thing? Must be he drinks so much beer. The family are beer drinkers. So Rabibi to shati shichra. Bayim benate taflas. Because they drink beer in that house. That's what it does. The beer makes you thin, thick. And it grows hair on your chest. All the girls are drinking beer in that family. So Bayin Banate Tafla, that's why his daughters need these depilatories. Anandalo Shatina Chikra, we're a much more refined family over here. Never heard of such a thing. No Bayin Banate Tafla, never heard of such a thing. A girl should need depilatories, certainly. ודאי מרבים שמחה ושמחה מן העולם דקסי והיה שלמה ראי את זה ית אחר כך ויסוד המוקר גדם לבוא חמת אנחנו מצוין ולאי השם לא כנים שבעת ימים ושבעת ימים הבא עשר יום ואם איתה דמר נמסים ובשמחה בואי לו למיטה עד אחר ולמר ושילה לא אחר ולא אחר it's no raya דם המינטה לא נטרינה but if they שרה מיבנינה well if that's the case היא בואי לו לשיורי פורטה No, she would have been in Beit HaMikdash, lo Misharina. He could have just been Mishair, the Yamakal Yorev. No, the Yamakal Yorev also is Tzorach HaBinina Bayit. Ela, mida miyata kro, michti. Kti varba asa yom, why is that say shivat yamim, lomali? Shma mina hani lachud, vani lachud. Omer, Rabbi Parnach, Omer, Rabbi Yofan, anol tashana lo asu Yisrael at Yom HaKippurim, vayudu agim vomrim, shema nitchayvu sanayim shal Yisrael chliya. Yotzta batko varmalem kulchen mizumanim lechaye olam haba. My dorish, Omer, kav v'chomer. Uma mishkan, shein kedushato kedushat olam v'kor ben yochid. And it's Dorish Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, Migdash, the Kedushato Kedushat Olam, the Korban Tzibur, Yom HaKippurim, is only in Anish Koretz. So lo koshekeh, So then, am I how you do again? Well, I had them sort of gavoa, how could sort of head it? Indeed, why indeed? Why did they eat and drink? Well, we should. Ain't seem Kabbalah, he loves here. Umishka, the Dochi Shabbat Minol, and even Yom Shalom Yom Shvili. Maybe it means Yom Shvili Korbanot. I'm not going to get to my crop of Yom Ashteyasa Yom. My Yom Koloratsuf, Ashteyasa Koloratsuf. With Yom Yomim Aruin? No. Ktiv Krachrina, the Yom Shnemasayom. So my Yom Kolorotuf of Shnemasayom Kolorotufi. Maybe there too it means Yomim Aruim. I can't trade Kroy Lomali. Umigdash the Doche Yom Kippurim. Minolam. Ilan in the Ktiv Arba Sayom. Maybe there too it means Yomim Aruim. No, Gomar Yom Yomi Hata. Anyway, Yatsta Batkov Yamralam Kochem Zomanim Lachayel Lavaba. Where do we see that? Minolam Doche, the Tani. Tony Tachvifa. Biyom Hashmini shalach et ha'am v'yavorcho et ha'melech v'yuch shilach ha'min et ha'am v'yavorcho et ha'melech v'yachulo aleim smichim v'tovei leim ha'kol ha'tova asher asah Hashem et David avdo l'yisrael amo So this means aleim v'chum atzu nashim v'tara smichim nenu miziv ha'shchina tovei leim shkalek v'yachad mitavra ishto v'ben zachar ha'kol ha'tova shetzta batko v'yamalem kochem mezumanim v'chayolom haba v'david avdo l'yisrael amo b'shem l'yisrael amo I understand ha'kol yoav on yom ha'kippurim But David Abdul Mahi, I'm reviewed on Rav, Bisha'a Shabike Shlomo, Lachdis Aron and Mikdash Dov Kusharim Sebese, Omar Shlomo Esrim Varbar and Ronot Valona Ana, Patak Yamar Surashay Roshek, Evina Subit Heolam, still, Lona Ana. him and Jama Hashem Elokim Atoshif and Mshichech as a follow Chasei David Avdecha Miyad Na'anen Bota Sha'a Nefchu Pnei Sonim David Kishulei Kedira V'yadu HaKol Shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Adu Avon. Rabbi Yonatan Ben Amsai and Rabbi Yudim and Gerim Tonu Parshat Adarim Berukshim Bar Yochai If to Minei Biurta Letzafra Oh, they're going to come after me again. Amalu, love after me, be urta. Amru leili, maditeinu ravinu, tamid, shenivtar mi rabo, v'lan bota ir, tzarich li poter mi menu pa'am acheret, shenema v'yom ha-shmini, which is the 22nd, shilach et ha'am, v'yivarchu et ha-melech, v'ti v'yom ha-tzirim v'shlosha l'chadish ha-shmini, shilach et ha'am. So which one was it? Must be did it again. Kan tamid niftar mi rabo, v'lan bota ir, tzarich li poter mi menu pa'am acheret. Omar the Great, after he left, Me'adam, Alalu, Anashim Shal Tzuraim, Zil Gadeyan de Libechucha, Ozer Lashkech Kinev, the Karom Ukroi Adar, Iktif Palais, Ma'agav Raglach Vachod Rachad Yichonu, and on the other end, it says, Orachayim, Pente Palais, Lokash, Kan Vimitzvah Shev Shala Sotai Yedei Achim, Kan Vimitzvah Shev Shala Sotai Yedei Achim, Hode Yas, Mekom Yibay, Luxiv, Yikarayim, Yitnimim, Vachol Chafetzecha, Lo Yishvu Ba, Ma'ash, Vachef, Zishamayim, Yishvu Ba, Me'adam, Tzkol Chafetzim, Lo Yishvu Ba, And they answered, "Can be mitzvah shev shalat zotai leachrim. Can be mitzvah shekiyev shalat zotai leachrim." Amru lei, "May ba'itaka." Amalu, "Amar liyaba zilga be'od livrechucha." Amru lei, "Yeirava the tizra v'lo techtza ta'ayel v'lo teipuk teipuk v'lo ta'ayel lichrof beitcha leitu v'ushpischa levav v'peturatcha v'lo techazei shata charta nalti shalaset kam hefteratz." Kiyata l'gabi avu amru lei. Lo mi boy, the vruke lo birka, and the tzuri tzuran. Omalei ma vavon, hai omdocha, hachi vacha, omalei. Omalei, hara kulu birka taninu. Tiz vela terza means to lead banim vela yomutu. To ayah vela tefer means tayo kalata vela limtu bincha de leifkun. Tepet vela tayo means to lead benata vela yomutu guvraya vela edu lo vater. Lichrut beta glitu vushpizach means, hai alma ushpizcha, hai alma beta, kirvam vatim vela yomtikar, kirvam vatim vela So, the Valvel Peturcha, the Bani Luminata means, Vlotir de Shatak Adeta, the Lotomut Intacha, Vlotinza Vintachrite, Ripshim and Chalafti, Pater Minedirat, Omale, Lebno, Zilagabe, Elevachucha, Omale, Erava, the Lotavayesh, Vlotit Bayesh, Altagabe, Avuamal, Amalach, Ech, Stam, Milan, Amalach, Omale, Birka, Birka, the Birka, and Kachubrikli, Srova Tanaba, the Fiva Kaltava, Kovisavari, Lautem, Vlo Yavoshamil Yolam, V'yedatem ki biker v'Yisrael ani, v'lo yavosh rami le'olam. V'osa isha takshitetan rabonelu, in takshite nashim, kukhelet, pokeset, ma'avira srak alpanea, ikriya mi ma'averet alpanea shal ma'avra. David the Rav Chista v'kash t'ban b'kalata, yativ v'rabach nina kamid Rav Chista, v'yativ kama lo shon, alo yalda, alo zikeina lo, o ma'ale alo yima afilo imcha, afilo ima di imcha, afilo omelet al kivra, damri inchi bat shitin ka bat shit, v'kao tabla ra'ata. Rebuta on a lotiso, then rebuta on a shalotiso, the shinivulula, umoda rebuta besich, yholala kapo bomoe, shetofalato bomoe, chapa bishimitzira yakshav, semecha yle akersman, umiita rebuta heisvara, but then rebuta on ifraimian, mutation mater, omrulo, alpha bishimitzra akshav, semecha yle akersman, omrenagwa yitaka nakli, hot moe, the whole idea is mater akshav, semecha akersman. Rebuta ona, kuti lini piraon la olam mater. Omra vira benoit yisroshi gilo pirka no gilo shani aniyot aflotot am besid ashrot aflotot am besolet bero malachim b'shem namor shem shach hodashim b'shem namor mai shem namor Rav Yonah barach yomar satkat Rav Yonah barav yomar shem en zayit shelo evi shlish is best use of this tani Rav Yonah omar an pikinun shem en zayit shelo evi shlish loma sachin otan shem eshir at ha-seyar u-ma'adin at ha-basar Rav Bibi avlei barta tafla evi v'shoka bar b'me'azudi אבל הוא קוטי בשבובות, הייתה ולברת, טוב לו בחד זימנה ומתה. אומר, קט לביבי לברתי. אומר נחמן, רב ביבי, זה שתי שכרה, זה בא עם בנתי תפלה. ענן לא שתי נת שכרה, לא בא עם בנתי תפלה.